We're on. Okay, good. Today is going to be a very Canadian-based HaMikdash class. How come? What direction do we associate with Canada?
North.
Exactly. Did you know that the name North, or the direction North, features very prominently in the Beit HaMikdash? In fact, majority of the important offerings, animal offerings, had to be brought in the quote-unquote North. Shechitatam batzafon. Now, we don't know where this is. It doesn't say where it is, but the oral tradition tells us that the area we're going to be talking about today is this. This is the north. As we've discussed multiple times, if you were looking at the Beit HaMikdash from an aerial view today, the Kotel would be somewhere back here, as this is the western side. Across, and that's the Tyropian way, across here, you would see the Mount of Olives, and you'd see the Kidron Valley, and that would be east. This side, towards here, you would see the north, and this is the south, what they call the City of David. So that's your bird's eye picture. Now, the Torah says that most of the offerings, what's called Kodesh Kadashim, the holiest of offerings, have to be brought in the Tzafon. The area of the Tzafon is here. This is called Azara, which means courtyard, or also help, because we used to call out to God for help. And the Mizbeach, the altar, is where the offerings are brought. This was the large building known as Heichal, as the Beis HaMikdash building per se. Holy of Holies, the Ark, Menorah, small altar, golden table, all that's inside with many, many, many compartments around it. And here we have some beautiful steps with interesting things going on here, a wash basin here. But this is all what we call the south. This is the north. So yesterday we talked about the scrimmages that went from this wall to this wall. And when we talked about the scrimmages, we talked about this being the area where the Israelites were, these four stairs called the Duchan. And in fact, when Kohanim give us a blessing, what do we call it in Yiddish? You know, when the Kohanim raise their hands, what's it called in Yiddish? To Duchen. Duchenin. Where does that come from? That comes from the Beit HaMikdash, because the Kohanim used to stand on these four stairs, which are called the Duchan. So that has stayed with us. And this area was called Ezrat Kohanim. And today, we move into the north. So the north is this area. And if you would have a Rambam in front of you, the Rambam in the fifth chapter of Hilchos Beis HaBechira, he says the following. This is now the 13th halacha. He says, Reichav ha'azora min ha'tsofen ledorim. Yesterday we talked about the dimensions of the azora from the east to the west. Now we're going to talk about from the tsofen to dorim, from the north to the south. So the Rambam says, from here, one end to the other, is 135 cubits. And I'll remind you all, a cubit is approximately 18 inches. Might be a little bit more. So this is the Cheshbon. And now the Rambam tells us, we're going to start off here at the northern wall, which is right over here. Around the area of the Beis HaMikdash was a little roof, a little portico, a little covered area with pillars. And we start hearing about the first space, which is called the Kotel Tzafoni until Beit HaMitbachayim. Beit HaMitbachayim sounds like a house. It's literally the butchering or slaughtering house. But you'll soon see it wasn't exactly a house. So there's eight amot, you do the math, foot and a half, approximately, or 20 inches each. That's this area. This is an empty area. And this was possibly somewhat covered as well. And then we have 12 and a half amot, the Rambam says. Shtei mesrei amot mechza, 12 and a half amot, that's called Beit Hamit Bachayim, the slaughterhouse, quite literally. Now this, the Rambam, in his commentary on Mishnayos, in Mesichtet Edyot, says it was Mokim Bonoi. There was actually a structure there. So it wasn't like an open area where the slaughtering took place. No, the area this butchering area was built up somewhat. Well, how was it built up? What was it built up? What used to happen over here? So the Rambam says, Shom tolinu mafshitin es hakadoshim. That's where the animal offerings would be skinned and flayed and divided into pieces. And basically, the Beis HaMikdash had animal parts that were burnt and some of the meat that was eaten, depending on which korban it was. So this is essentially how it goes. There were these pillars, relatively short pillars. So you can see a little aerial view of these pillars. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Our tradition tells us there were 8 pillars there. These 8 pillars had atop of them a block of wood. The block of wood, there's a dispute between the Tavnes HaHechel and between Melech HaShlomo, which are two commentaries. The Tavnes HaHechel says that the block of wood was set onto each pillar. So there was a pillar and a big block, very large block of wood. According to the Melech HaShlomo, there were two pillars and a block of wood set between the two of the pillars. So it wasn't a pillar with a block. This is the original butcher's block. What happened? So there were these hooks. The hooks were three tefachim long, a tefach is a hand breadth. They were driven into the wood. One tefach was driven into the wood. Two tefachim were basically exposed. And these hooks were where the animals were hung. They were small animals for the most part. Most of them were small goats or sheep. The animals were hung, and very, very quickly, they would be skinned. And then, you'll see afterwards, we'll learn about that, Bezrat Hashem, on Friday. Tomorrow's not a class. We'll learn about the tables. There was gold tables and marble tables, and that's where the animal meat would actually be divided, cut up, and washed and prepared for it to be brought into the Mizbech. So these hooks, which were three tefachim long, as we said, these hooks actually were set into three sides. Not this side. It was not on the west side. And the reason it wasn't on the west side is because if a Kohen would be standing here, his back would be toward the Holy of Holies. That would be inappropriate. So the Kohen is always facing kind of the Beit HaMikdash. Either the Beit HaMikdash, the building is here, so the Kohen is standing on this side of the butcher's block, or on that side of the butcher's block, and you could have, for all you know, a whole slew, 20 or 30 Kohen working with great haste at the same time, standing on both sides of the block, as well as on this side of the block, facing the Beit HaMikdash. And this is how the Kohenim would do the Korbanot. The offerings in the Beis HaMikdash. And this area is known as the north. Just to finish off now, just see what's going on over here, we have 12 and a half amot, which is the area of Beit HaMikdashim, what we call the slaughtering area. Then we have a place of tables. There was another 8 amot where there was tables. You can see the tables depicted over here. And then there was 24 amot. This is the largest area of the north. This is where the slaughtering used to happen. We'll talk about this in detail in our next class, but essentially these were rings which allowed for the animal's head to be inserted, and the animal was very, very gently placed inside, and he never knew what hit him. Before the animal knew what hit him, the animal was dead immediately, and then the Kohen would spring into action, blood had to be taken, and then some dashed onto the Mizbeach, divided up, and so on and so forth. They had a very, very efficient system, and all this was happening in this area called the north. And that's where Kodesh Kodashim, the most holy and the most sacred of the offerings, were brought in the time of the Beit HaMikdash. And for those who wonder, yes, we continue to pray for the rebuilding of the Beit HaMikdash. And yes, it may seem very strange to us when the Beit HaMikdash will be rebuilt, Bezrat Hashem, we will go back to Judaism as it was in antiquity. We'll go back to fulfilling these mitzvot, and the north will rise all over again. But then we, the north, will have a little bit of a different meaning. May our study of Beis HaMikdash study, of Beis HaMikdash information, and especially focus today on the north where the Korbanot brought, hasten the arrival of Mashiach and the restoration of all the Torah and mitzvahs, b'mheira u'b'yameinu. Amen.
Amen.
And I got to hit the blue button, and you did.